Welcome to Deep Dive, a podcast about dive bars. I'm your host, Christina Lundin. Join me each week for a candid conversation with the owner, manager, bartender, and regulars at Chicago's most iconic pubs and taverns. So belly up to the bar, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Hey, it's Christina. I hope you all had a nice weekend. Maybe you went to your favorite dive bar. Maybe you checked out a new dive you haven't been to before. Either way, I hope your weekend was filled with merriment and good times. This week's episode features Lang's Lounge. I'd been to Lang's before. It's a short walk from my apartment. So one day after running an errand on Southport, I stopped by to see if they'd be interested in doing my podcast. And the bartender, Phil, he told me to come back next week. So I did. On a Wednesday night, Dan and I, we wrapped up our work day and we made our way to Lang's. And this would be my third interview for this podcast. So I was starting to feel a little more confident in the concept and my interview skills, but I have a long way to go. I mean, I'm still using those filler words left and right, so, you know, bear with me as I continue getting better at interviewing. But that's beside the point. As part of my interview prep, I like to read through Google reviews of the bar. So here are a few I picked out. I want to read them for you all before we get into the interview. Great local bar in the Southport corridor. Probably the best. Great jukebox and amazing family of owners. Best dive bar ever. The last remaining stalwart on Southport. Lang's Lounge is dive bar perfection. Great for a low-key night out with your crew, pre-gaming, or a final round on your way home. Touch tunes, cheap drinks, pool table, drop ceiling, kind staff. What else could you ask for? Met my soulmate here. We ended up getting married at the old church down the block. The stars were shining that night, and this place brought us together. Best bar ever. Okay, I got a few more. Long live Lang's. Classic bar on Southport. No frills, just good vibes. Great staff, good prices, friendly drunks. And those are just a few of the many five-star reviews of Lang's Lounge. And it's obvious the staff is a big part of what makes Lang's so beloved in the community. They were mentioned by name quite a bit. Just kind staff, great staff, love the staff. This person rocks, so good job on the staff there. And I can attest to that after meeting with Phil. Established in 1963, that's when my mom was born. Oops, sorry, Mom. I'm pretty sure Lang's Lounge is one of the oldest, if not the oldest, business on Southport. Southport Lanes, I think, used to have that title as the oldest business, but that closed, unfortunately. So stop by Lang's on a weekday, Sunday through Thursday specifically, before 7 p.m., and you might get to meet the bartender, Phil. That's who we talked with, that's who I talked with. He's super easygoing, no nonsense, just a simple guy. He likes to play pool and drink Guinness, likes to play golf, and provide excellent service to anyone who walks through the door at Lang's. And he's been coming to Lang's for 20 years and bartending for 7 of those years. He knew the owner and said, hey, I'm retired. I'd like to still do some work. So he got him working the bar there. And he was the perfect interview subject. He knows a lot about the history of the bar as well. And after the interview, Dan and I watched Phil and one of the regulars play an interesting pool game where the ball had to hit the cue before it went in. It's hard to describe. I couldn't find a name for the game, but they made it look so easy. These guys are pool sharks. They're really good. They would run circles around me on the pool table. But all right, that's really, truly all I have to say. Let's get into the interview. You guys are going to love Phil. And yeah. are live. We're at Lang's in Lakeview. We're on Southport Corridor, and I'm here with Phil. Philip or Phil?
Phil.
Phil, good to meet you. Can you tell me what you do here at Lang's?
About everything.
Oh, yeah. Hold the mic up if you can, just a little bit. Yeah.
Gotta clean the bar, stock the bar, sell the beer, sell the alcohol, and make patrons happy.
Perfect.
This is the oldest bar on Southport Corridor.
1963.
Yep.
I'm really bad at math, but that's a lot of years, right? So you've been here through it all?
No. I knew the owner. So I decided 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're not 100, so.
No, I'm not the owner. But anyway, I decided 7 years ago I'd work my 6 months until they find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 7 years now. They didn't find anybody.
Okay.
So I'm still tenant bar for them.
Okay, great. And you are here, was it Sunday through Thursday?
Yep.
Okay.
5 days a week.
And I noticed you playing pool with a customer. Is that a regular here, a friend of yours?
Three, four times a week.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you love to play pool, I'm assuming.
From the south side, 47th Street or so.
Oh, so he's traveling to get here.
Yeah.
Has he been coming here a while, that one guy?
Way before me.
Three. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's coming in 3 to 4 times a week, you said?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. To just catch a game of pool with his friend Philip. Love it. Did you just kick his ass?
I beat him most of the games.
Yeah.
About 90% I win.
So tell me a little bit more about Lang's. I know it's like Southport is so commercialized now, and this seems to be the one constant. What would you say makes Lang's special and keeps people coming back?
Price is lower than anywhere else,
mm-hmm.
for one. Same people have been coming in here for 25, 30 years. And they move away and they come back and visit.
Okay.
So they miss the bar.
Right. There's kind of like a sense of you can come here and just hang out, be yourself, have a good drink.
We're open till 2 every day.
Do you ever work the late shift?
I don't work past 7.
Good for you.
Other bartender supposed to take my place doesn't come in on time, so I work a little longer.
Tell me a little bit about the staff here.
Your father does the books. The son runs the bar. And the daughter is in here, too. And besides me, there's one bartender that was here for at least 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
So she's,
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably seen a lot.
She's been here a while.
Well, that's great to hear. So tell me how it started, the family involved in opening Lang's.
Well, years ago in 63 was, before that was a delicatessen and a liquor store, you know, packaged liquors, you know, give me a 6-pack of this or something, small bottles.
Okay.
I've only been coming here about maybe 25 years.
All right.
Yeah.
Has it changed much in that time period?
No, not really. Things break down, you know, because it's an old building, mm-hmm. but they get replaced right away.
I love the bar, the way the bar's set up, so you can, like, have staring contests with people.
It's not a circle, but it's close.
Yeah, I like this style of bar. Do you chat it up with customers?
All
or would
the time.
You rather they piss off?
No, they're got a nice crowd that comes in here.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite regular?
That's too hard. There's too many of them.
Yeah, I wasn't going to make you
choose
one.
I got a lot
one.
Of favorite.
What would you say, Dan, do you have a question?
Do people live upstairs?
Yeah.
They do?
Okay. Yeah. Well, the owner owns 5 or 6 apartments up there and are always rented.
Oh, right.
So some of the tenants come down here and drink.
Sure.
Then they go up.
All right.
And they don't have far to go.
So you get to know them. Yeah, especially during the Chicago winter.
Yeah.
What would you say your most popular time during the year is here?
St. Patrick's Day. I don't know where the Irish is in Lang's.
Is Lang's the last name of the family?
Well, that was his father's wife's name.
Okay.
So it's a like
Lang is
third,
the first
fourth
name?
Generation already.
Oh, I like that story.
So. But the owner, Bob, his name is not Lang's.
Okay, so it's the the wife of the father.
Wife of the father. No. Yeah, I the need wife like of a, the father's father. Yeah.
All right. I need, I need like a family tree.
Right.
So looking at the walls here, do you have a favorite thing on the wall or something in the bar that you like?
That's my picture on a wall.
No way. Where?
The Sam Adams.
That's you?
No.
Oh, that's your picture. That's Sam Adams. I like it, though. You've got similar hair. Yeah. No. Do you have a favorite beer?
Miller Lite, I like, and Smittix.
Smittix is an Irish, right?
Yeah, it's made by Guinness, I believe.
Yes. I like that one, too. I don't think it gets enough
Real
love.
Easy drinking, good on a hot day.
And you have Guinness on tap, too, right? Is that what I see?
Oh, yes.
You pour a good Guinness, Phil?
Well, I went to Ireland to learn.
You went to Ireland to learn?
Yeah.
There's a technique to it.
Oh, yeah. I got a certificate that says I pour a good Guinness.
What's the technique for pouring
a
Guinness?
You pour a half a glass first, let it settle a little bit, then you dribble it on top after that.
Is it the most labor-intensive pour?
No, it doesn't change the taste or anything.
Do you ever get any like crazy requests, drink requests here?
Oh yeah, somebody ordered a black and blue, and I said, "Well, you got to tell me what that is." He says, "Guinness and Blue Moon." I said, "You gonna mix those two together?" I'll pour it.
That's like my dad and my mom. If they had a love child drink, it would be a Guinness Blue Moon.
Yeah, we used to have, when I first started, we used to have Harp beer, and that's Guinness too.
Mm-hmm.
So we always poured black and tan. Harp, half.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are good.
Very nice. What do you do when during the downtime like this, when maybe there's not a lot of people?
Practice my pool. We have league 4 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a traveling league, and it's sanctioned by American Pool Association, which there are probably 300,000 to 400,000 members.
Wow.
And it's a lot of fun. It's all amateur pool.
Uh-huh.
If you got too good, you can't play.
Okay. And you've got a team, basically?
I'm sorry?
You've got, your league will like is part of that.
Oh, yeah.
National organization.
What we do
and
is.
And they represent length.
Right.
Kind of.
Each bar has a team and they play other teams. And whoever finishes first in that team, they go to another tournament in August. No, in June.
Mm-hmm.
And if they win in that, then they go to Vegas, all expenses paid for 4 or 5 days.
Wow, that's a pretty,
that's pretty cool
thing to be an amateur pool player and get to compete at that level. Can you shout out any of your pool all-stars here at Lang's? Do you know any of them?
The home stars?
Like the pool players here?
Oh, well, I've been playing on the same team for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So and we play the same
team. So you
teams.
Play on the team too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I play Monday and Tuesday, just two nights.
All right. How'd you do yesterday? Today's Wednesday, by the way.
I won.
You won?
Yeah, our team won point-wise 10-4.
Okay. When you play a pool game, is it a series of like three matches and best of?
It depends on a handicap. Everybody, all the players have different handicaps. My handicap's a 6. Yesterday, I played a 5. Okay, so that 5 has to win 4 games before I win 5.
Okay, so the 5...
You drop down 1 game.
Okay, so a lower handicap is better, just like golf?
Not necessarily, because our first match yesterday was a 7 against a 3. So that match was 6-2. The 3 had to make 2 wins, and the 7 had to make 6 wins.
Oh, so the 7 handicap is a better handicap.
It's the highest.
Yeah, that's the highest?
Yeah.
Impressive. I want to get good at pool. Dan and I play pool, but we're not quite at handicap level.
Do you have to ever issue the $50 fine?
No.
Is that
one of the girls that came here had a business and
what's
she put
the $50
that up. She wrote
fine.
That up there.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Yeah, but I tell people not to put their bottles of beer on the table while they're shooting because they'll knock them over on the table and that's not good for it.
Yeah,
you got to respect the pool table.
I noticed you're wearing an old style t-shirt. Well, describe your wardrobe. Do you have a lot of beer t-shirts, Chicago t-shirts?
I had a Guinness, but got lost. I don't know where it went. I like my Guinness, so I bought another Guinness.
Okay, yeah. You got in Ireland?
No. The first one I bought in Ireland. Mm-hmm. Second one I bought at the Irish Fest in Milwaukee.
Oh, you went to Irish Fest.
Oh, it was fun.
Very nice. Yes. Had some good beers.
Oh, beers and food and entertainment, the bands or music. I didn't like the Irish music, but the other music was good.
All right. What kind of music do you like to listen to when you're at Lang's? Are you putting on your own music?
Just about anything. Mm-hmm. Oldies I like, anywhere in the 50s and 60s. Mm-hmm. I'm dating myself now.
That's all right. You look great.
Well, I listen to 70s. I listen to new stuff, too. Mm-hmm. It's not bad.
I bet the late-night crowd loves the touch tunes here.
They play that thing all night long.
Yeah. I bet it generates a lot of money, though. I mean, you guys get a little bit of that, right?
Yeah, they get a
part. Okay. So what's the bathroom situation here? You guys keep a nice, clean bathroom at Lang's? You're doing cleaning.
When I first get here, yeah. I start at 3:30 in the afternoon. When I first get here, first thing I do is put rolls of toilet paper in the dispensers because there's none there.
Yeah.
Poor people that missed it.
That can happen, and honestly, that's a sign of a good dive, is there's too many people to supply enough toilet paper.
The older's daughter, she first thing she does is look at the bathrooms, clean them up if it needed it, and then swabs the bar.
Mm-hmm. The owner's daughter works here?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Mandy. She played pool last night with us, too, and she won.
Oh, and she won?
Yeah.
So everyone's a pool. You got to love pool to work at a bar, I think. What about that back cabinet there that looks really old? Does that hold all the alcohol?
The refrigerator?
Oh, that's the fridge.
The cabinet, that's just storage.
That's storage? Okay.
That's extra what I don't have here.
All right, gotcha. What do you keep the most stock of?
Tito's.
Tito's? People love Tito's.
And Jägermeister.
And Jaeger. That's a surprise.
I get a case every week of each.
Jaeger. Not my first pick.
No. A lot of people drinking Jaeger anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They do here. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is there anything unique behind the bar that's like you can only find at Lang's, or at least that you
would
know?
Need? A Jaeger dispenser would be nice right here.
Okay. We'll put it in the order for
you. You don't have to pour it.
When a customer buys you a drink, are you drinking with, can they do that? And
when I can.
Yeah.
I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah. I guess being around the stuff.
I don't want to be impolite either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll drink a shot or a couple with people.
Do you like Malort? What's your stance on Malort?
That's my daughter's. She got me on Malort.
She got you on Malort.
Yeah.
All good daughters do.
She started working here, a long time ago. And then.
What's her name?
Starin.
Oh, that's pretty.
Starrin.
Oh, is that a Irish name?
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, she moved to Washington State, way up in the northwest corner, Bellingham.
That sounds pretty.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 miles from the Canadian border. Beautiful area.
But she got you on to Malort.
Oh, yeah.
And you're from here, from Chicago?
Southside.
Southside? Okay. So I'm going to ask you, let's see, I think I'm going to go to the lightning round now, but it might turn into little mini, that's what I call it. If you have a better name, love a better name. All right, these should be pretty quick. Pool or darts? This should be obvious.
Pool or what?
Darts.
Pool.
Oh, yeah, pool. You can only play pool at Lang's, right? Is there? There's no dartboard.
Yeah, I got a dartboard. I got a light for it too.
Oh, and a light.
Light it up.
Okay, you can play darts at Lang's.
Oh yeah.
All right. How about cheapest drink here?
Cheapest drink? $4 Malort, or we used to have a $4 Miller Draft.
Oh, okay.
All the rest of the drafts are couple dollars more.
$5. Okay. How about most popular drink?
Tito's and soda with a lime.
That sounds like Lakeview. Yeah. That sounds like the drink of my people, white women.
Bacardi and Coke.
Okay.
Gin and tonic.
the basics. Yeah. Okay.
I'll make some mixed drinks like Manhattan or a whiskey sour or something like that. A friend of mine thought of this drink. You take a shot glass and you fill it up that much with Jameson, and the rest you put some butterscotch liqueur on it. It's very tasty.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jameson fan, but maybe I'd try that.
You don't even taste the Jameson. It tastes so good.
What?
It tastes so good?
It tastes so good.
With the butterscotch
in there? I know. I feel like I would want to have it as a little snack during the day. Yeah, we'll ask for that. We should name it. Give it a name.
It's named already.
What's it called?
Shannon.
Shannon?
After my niece.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shannon. What a innovation. How about favorite Chicago restaurant?
I like the one right across from here. It's called Ellie's.
Oh, I've heard that's pretty good.
Oh, the food is just unbelievable.
I've never been, but
it's
been on my list.
You gotta go there.
It's kind of like a...
Do you drink wine or beer?
I love them both, but they probably have good
They don't
wine.
Have a big selection of beer, but their wine is a big selection.
Is it? It's not Italian, is it? It's like
Mediterranean. I don't know what it is. It's a very friendly place.
But I've heard good things. Favorite dive bar that isn't the one we're in now.
This is the number one dive bar in Illinois.
I believe it.
No, it was recommended. I mean, that's its reputation. It lives up to it.
It does. I believe that. But if this had to close for one day, and you were left with a choice to go to one other bar.
To go work at another bar?
Yeah, to go work, I guess. Or be a customer.
Well, I'd go to a customer. I'd go down to D'Agostino's, the pizza place.
Oh, we love that place. Yeah.
I like that. I go to Tunes.
Tunes is fun, too. Yeah. Yeah, there's some gems around here.
There's a few of them. I like some of the ones on Clark.
Yeah. All right, let's move on. Finish this sentence. You can never have enough...
Customers,
yeah, bring in that money. How about every great dive bar should have a what? Could be tangible or intangible.
A golf game.
Like the first tee game?
First tee, yes.
Yeah, those are fun.
We used to have that a long time ago.
What happened?
It broke and they never replaced it.
Boo. All right. Well, we're manifesting that now. How about, when you're not at the bar, Phil, where can we find you?
Usually at home, about a block and a half from here on Addison.
Oh, how nice. What an easy commute.
Hell yeah. I just walk over in about a minute and a half.
Perfect. Okay, finally, I want to know if you have a life motto or a favorite quote, words to live by. Do you have any words of wisdom for the listeners?
Enjoy life and love your wife.
Enjoy life and love your wife. I think that's beautiful. Well, you can do both of those. Well, you can do the first one here at Lang's. Phillip's working here Sunday through Thursday. He'll kick your ass in pool and make you a great drink if you're nice. Phillip, thank you so much for chatting with me.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to Phil for letting me interview him while he was on the job. Just a nice guy, and I'll be back to Lang's soon for those that shot he made us was seriously so good. Anyway, up next is Euler's Corner, and you'll remember last week Bob covered dogs in bars, and this week he's going to talk about pop-up bars. It's kind of a big season for pop-up bars, specifically those Christmas pop-ups. They're kind of taking over, but it's a great way for bars to generate more business, bring in more foot traffic. People want to go out and, you know, sit in a bar where there's lights all over and, you know, lots of festive drinks, maybe a
roaring fireplace. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas playing. I don't see anything wrong with any of that. December is my birthday month. I don't really celebrate a birthday month, but it is the month I was born, so I do really like this season. I enjoy it. T-Box, I did go to T-Box 3 years in a row. I love T-Box. I just enjoy being in a Christmas sweater and drinking with my pals in like a really crowded bar. Back then, I loved that. Now, no, you couldn't pay me to go to T-Box now, but if you want to do that, I think that's great. So with that, let's hear what Bob has to say about pop-up bars.
Euler's Corner. All right, new episode of Euler's Corner. Today, we are going to be talking about pop-up bars. Now, what do I think of them? I don't know. I don't hate them. I don't hate all of them. I don't hate some of them. Like, I saw a Christmas-themed pop-up bar today. Why not? It's fun. Get to drink outside, have a nice warm boozy eggnog, or like a mulled wine or whatever, that wine that's like warm. I guess that's Christmas theme. It's fun. It's great for Instagram. You know, if you got kids, you get to get drunk in front of your kids. That's probably fun. I don't know what that's like. But what I don't like pop-up bars is when it's, the theme is like children's TV show theme. Like I saw this bar had a SpongeBob SquarePants pop-up bar. That show is for children. If you watch SpongeBob on TV and you look at the commercials, it's all commercials for like super soakers and shit that kids need. All right? That show is not for adults. So no SpongeBob pop-up bars. To be happy, need to drink a Bikini Bottom Manhattan. That's, I don't know, man. Find something new. Find a new thing. You know? But Christmas, not bad. Harry Potter, really bad. No more Harry Potter pop-up bars. Harry Potter's done. Everyone on Twitter hates J.K. Rowling. Just move on. If you want to relive Harry Potter, have a kid, and then show that kid Harry Potter. But enough. Enough of being 30 years old and dressing up like Harry Potter and getting drunk. It's just sad and not fun. But it's a big month for pop-up bars. In Wrigleyville, Chicago, Illinois, you have T-Box. The 12 Bars of Christmas. That's where a bunch of bars are Christmas-themed pop-up bars. They charge people like $50 a wristband to still pay for drinks. And it's awesome. I love it. Because I read the police blotter the next day. Bunch of just kids in their early to mid-20s getting hammered at 9 in the morning. Fun shit's going to happen from that. Well, not always fun, but, you know, the highlights are fun. And people always complain about, T-Box is terrible. I hate T-Box. Well, then don't go. Nobody ever goes to that stretch of Wrigleyville in the middle of winter, unless you're working, getting paid to be there, or paying to be there. So if you're not in any of those two parties, just shut up and let people enjoy themselves being morons. All right? If I was younger, I would do T-Box. It's getting drunk at 9 in the morning when people are like leaving church. That's a good feeling. That's a good feeling. But yeah, with pop-up bars, you get one a year. Do one a year. Get your picture taken, you know, try to impress a date. But then after that, just enough. Just go to if you want to go to a cool decorated bar, there are so many bars like that. There are so many bars in Chicago where you can get cool, unique cocktails and the bars are awesomely decorated. You just got to search for them. You're not going to find them on your Instagram feed. So pop-up bars. I like them, unless it's fucking Hey Arnold. I think I saw a Hey Arnold-themed pop-up bar, which that's just like, come on, 90s kids. We got to stop it. We got to stop trying to relive our childhood If you're going to the 90 themed pop-up bars as an adult and you're 35, just have a kid. I don't know. You need to relinquish your nostalgia somehow. It's not on, you know, poor workers of bars. Anyway, that's the Euler's Corner about pop-up bars. I don't hate them.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's episode. Special thanks to Dan Muller for the music. Follow us on Instagram at Deep Dive Shy for updates and behind-the-scenes content. Thanks for listening to Deep Dive, where it's always a good pour, tall, short, and even malort.